Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome to Food for the Journey on the 26th of December. This is all Christmas week, you know. Christmas really isn't just one day. There's a whole octave, 8 days of celebration, rejoicing at the goodness of God. Take time to do that. Take time to imagine what your life would be like if there were no life to come. Think about if your life was just these 50 or 60 or 70 or 80 or 90 years, and that's it. A lot of people still think that, but it's not the truth. You are going to live forever. And I want to live it as close to Jesus Christ as God allows me to be. So this is a day of celebration. This whole week is a week. The octave of Christmas is a week to celebrate, to thank God, to renew our pledge daily of what we've offered him, what is the gift we've given him. But it's a day to rejoice that I don't have to be perfect in this life, that God will forgive my sin. Many people think that God would never forgive them whatever it is that they did, that they're chained, they're finished. And it's not true. God will forgive. All we have to do is come to him and ask for it, and he will do it. I remember in the years when I was teaching high school, I remember one young man, oh my gosh, he gave me a run for my money, as they say, and he was a challenge. I liked him, but there were times when I would get so frustrated with him. And one day, he just, as I was going through the aisles, correcting papers, looking at their papers or whatever it was they were working on, this was high school. And as I walked by his desk, he said, these weren't his exact words, and I can't remember his exact words. I was so stunned, but it was something like, would you be willing to forgive me? And I was so stunned that I thought, is he joking? You know? And then he really, I saw his eyes. He was dead serious. And I said to him, of course, I forgive you. Let's begin again today. Much was different after that. He had the humility to say to me, will you forgive me? That's all it takes. What about you? Do you need to ask for forgiveness, or do you need to be able to receive when someone asks you to forgive them? Are you willing to forgive and to be forgiven? It's so important. It's one of the biggest chains on us that keep us from really living good, holy lives, is resentment, desire for revenge, of whatever form. So let's take a look at the readings for today, the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 6, verses 8 to 10, chapter 7, 54 to 59. So it begins with chapter 6, verse 8, and then goes to verse 59, 54 to 59 in chapter 7. Stephen, filled with grace and power, was working great wonders and signs among the people. Look at that. Certain members of the so-called synagogue of freedmen, Cyrenians and Alexandrians, and people from Cilicia and Asia came forward and debated with Stephen, but they could not withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. They could see a work going on in him. They might not have been able to identify it, but they could see. They couldn't withstand the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke. But when they heard this, when they heard what he said, they were infuriated and they ground their teeth at him. But he, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and he saw the glory of God. And he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And he said, this is what Stephen said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. Which is exactly what he did see. But they cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed upon him together. They thought he was blaspheming. They threw him out of the city and they began to stone him. They couldn't listen to the truth. They wanted to destroy his voice. He was speaking truth to them, and they didn't want to hear it. They called it blasphemy. The witnesses laid down their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. So Saul did not actually stone Stephen, but Saul watched over the clothing of those who did stone him, so he was complicit. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." When we follow the Lord, there sometimes is persecution involved. Many times it's not as mortal as it was for Stephen, but it can be very serious and it can be very painful. More often today, people try to destroy your reputation. What do? You draw as close to Jesus as you can and say, "Teach me, help me, lead me, guide me." Don't attack back, not unless you really know that the Lord wants you to. Don't attack back out of anger. It won't solve anything. Ask the Lord for help, and he will give it. So here's Stephen really proclaiming, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, you are a rock of refuge for me. You are a stronghold to give me safety. You are my rock and my fortress. For your name's sake, you will lead and guide me. Into your hands," and that's what we have to do every day, "Lord, into your hands I place my life. I commend my spirit. You will redeem me, O Lord, O faithful God. I will rejoice and be glad because of your mercy. Rescue me from the clutches of my enemies and my persecutors." Pray that to God. Don't try to take things into your own hands, because most often it doesn't work. What you want to do is destroy the anger and the hatred and the bitterness, and you do it by kindness. And you do it by listening to the Lord and doing what the Lord tells you to do. Sometimes he just tells you to be silent. Ask him, "Let your face shine upon your servant. Save me in your kindness." In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 17 to 22, Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues. You will be led before governors and kings for my sake as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." The Holy Spirit dwells in you. They said that Stephen's face just shone. It's the brightness of God's light in the midst of that horrific situation. How does God dwell in you? Is he seen? Is he known? I don't mean by pious expressions. I mean by kindness, by forgiveness, by generosity, by wisdom, by giving hope, by serving, by putting others first. That's how his light shines through us, and it sometimes really does. Sometimes it's almost visible. Stephen was our first martyr. Brothers and sisters, he loves us so much. God loves us more than we can imagine, and he wants to bless you. But we have to be willing to step up and say, "I'm a Christian, I'm a Catholic, this is what I believe. I believe in the gospel, I believe in the Trinity, I believe that the Word became flesh and dwells among us. I'm willing to lay my life down." I'm not talking now about martyrdom, but my whole way of life, to let it be governed by the Spirit of the living God. Believe me, there's no better way to live your life than that. I can guarantee that. Let's take a look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 17 to 22. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of men, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues, and you will be led before governors and kings for my sake as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brothers and sisters, Jesus, the Word, became flesh and dwelt among us. He came to be with us, to lead us to the Father, so that we could be a sign of His presence to a world that is living in growing darkness. It's us as Christians, as Catholic. It's us who need to look at how I'm living my life. Am I a token Catholic, or am I real? Are my goals, are my relationships moving in the right direction? I'm not saying they need to be perfect. We'd never get there if we did that. But am I allowing God to mold me and shape me? What a way to honor Him in this week of His birthday celebration, and to say, Lord, thank you for coming for me. Thank you for becoming flesh like me in all things but sin. Thank you for all you've done for me and all you give me. Thank you. May I live my life according to your will. Gospel of Matthew says here, you will be given at that moment, if you're captured, they want to destroy you, you will be given at that moment what you are to say, for it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. The Spirit of your Father and my Father. Brother will hand over brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But whoever endures to the end will be saved. Seems like a very damping passage to put here in Christmas week. But what the church is trying to show us is that some people just want to take the baby Jesus and love the baby Jesus and care for the baby Jesus. It's all sweet and delicate. It certainly wasn't in those that time, but that's the image that we can have. But that's not what we're called to, brothers and sisters. The Word became flesh so that I would not perish forever, so that I would join myself to God, who became flesh for me, and I would walk with Him and live with Him and extend His life insofar as He gives me the gifts to do that and gives me the grace to do that. That I will extend His presence by the way I think and by the way I act, by the way I speak, by the way I love. God is asking for a total commitment, not just a nice religious act here and there, but a total commitment. And that's why it's here in Easter week, to say life can be very difficult and it can ask very difficult things of us. I will be with you all days until the end of the world. Will you follow me? Kneel before the crib today and talk that over with the Lord. May God abundantly bless you. For the four Sundays of Advent, I have put four meditations on a CD which is available for purchase. It's entitled Journey Through Advent. To order, go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ, and order the CD there. Again, the title Journey Through Advent, or call 1-734-662-1730 and order by phone.